This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What does it mean to grow up Yinzer? Is it just simply a matter of being born in a certain zip code, a certain area code? Even if you're from the 412, does that mean you're automatically a Yinzer? I don't think so. We've got somebody who is a definitive expert on the subject. As a matter of fact, he wrote a book about it, and he is our guest right now. Say hello to Dick Roberts. Hi, Dick. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Rick. Everything's good in Yinzer Nation.
It is a beautiful place to be. There's no question about it. And the last 3 days have been absolutely spectacular. So take me through this idea. I mean, I know that you have loved to write and you have loved to document things and you've done a tremendous number of things in your career. But I'm just curious, how do you get this idea that, you know what, let's write a book about all things Pittsburgh in terms of the people?
Well, it's really an extension of what Larry Richard, Jim Crenn, Rob Rogers, and I did 5 years ago, which was create a line of greeting cards called Yinzer Cards. Mm-hmm. And it had great response, great reception. And just one day I was thinking about Pittsburghers who grew up here and what it's meant to them. And it was kind of bits and pieces, and I thought, wouldn't that be a great collection of stories for a book where these well-known and famous Pittsburghers could have an extended period of time to talk about what Pittsburgh has meant to them and how it's formed their very character?
So how do you go about convincing those people to be part of it? I mean, because we're talking about, you know, a wide variety of people. Swin Cash, a WNBA player who played basketball at Connecticut. Jeff Goldblum, George Benson, the jazz great. Bill Cowher, Mark Cuban. I mean, we're talking about Rick Seebeck, Billy Porter, Joe Namath, Tony Dorsett, Dan Murray. I mean, we're talking a pretty significant group. And oh, by the way, King Cool, Donnie Iris also. I mean, how do you convince them to all say, yes, I'll talk about it?
Well, you couldn't forget about Donnie Iris, that's for sure.
Of course not.
But
the first guest, by the way, that I ever had on this program, whenever I took over, was Donnie Iris and also Clint Hurdle on the same day.
There you go.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, it took a certain amount of persistence and patience to get on people's schedules, but it didn't take a lot to convince them to do it. Their enthusiasm to do it was instant.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And they knew that they had time to talk about a passion of theirs, which is their hometown.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, was it difficult to convince them to do it? Not at all. Sometimes I would have to wait a few months to get on their schedules. But literally, Mark Cuban, I sent him an email,
mm-hmm.
and he literally responded to me within 60 seconds.
And talks about growing up on Bower Hill Road and basically shaping his thinking for life, the education he got in Mount Lebanon, and that sort of stuff, right?
Yes. What's amazing about these 51 stories in this book is the amount of detail provided by these folks.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Jeff Goldblum goes into great detail about his experience at the Chatham summer arts camp that had a theater component.
Hmm.
And the first show he was ever in fifth grade, the name of the show, the part that he played, what he wore, what he said, the reaction by the audience to his performance. Great detail by everybody in this book. And that's the nice thing is, there's a lot of names that you mentioned. People know who they are. They know what they've accomplished. But they will learn something new and perhaps even something unexpected about these folks when they read this book.
Billy Gardell is one of those that made his way to Hollywood and yet still manages to get back to Pittsburgh a ton. I mean, so even though he's from Pittsburgh, he's still not living here full time, but it seems like he's here, you know, multiple times a year. Is that the case with most of these people, or are some of them simply from here and now their life is somewhere else?
I think a lot of them do come back. They express that. Interestingly, Billy Gardell attributes his style of humor to Pittsburgh, the self-deprecating, mm-hmm. make light of it kind of blue-collar humor that he employs is directly because of his experience growing up in Pittsburgh, and he talks about it in the book.
The one that I think is just remarkable is somebody like George Benson. I mean, when you take a look at the career that he has had, you take a look at the awards that he has won, I still get the sense that as far as George Benson is concerned, he's not any better than anybody else, despite the fact he's been at the absolute pinnacle and people would love to have a career like that. Is that accurate?
It is accurate. You know, he talks in the book about how it's all about the music for him and that Pittsburgh is in the heart of everything. But here's an interesting fact that's in the book. He played guitar as a young person,
mm-hmm.
In the Hill District. But like a lot of artists, he had to kind of figure out what he was going to do in life. And while he was learning his craft, he had to make money.
Right.
So he
did he play ukulele out on the street for a while? I mean, as a way to make money?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
He found a ukulele that his uncle put back together for him, and that at age seven,
yeah.
he was playing outside of jazz clubs in the Hill District.
Right.
But he went to work for a contractor, and one day he was working on a new home in Beaver County, pounding nails. And he realized that if he missed that nail and hit his hand, he was never going to play the guitar again.
Yeah.
He dropped that hammer, walked off the job, and the rest is history.
Right, because at some point you've got to right. At some point you have to decide where are your priorities. What do I want to do? Right.
Absolutely.
So Dick Roberts joining us here talking about his book, which is Growing Up Yinzer. Is there one that for you speaks to you maybe a little bit more? I mean, whether it's that you had somebody you really didn't know that you were going to be able to get that you got, or a story that you had never heard them tell anywhere before. Was there one or two that really stuck out for you?
Well, I'll give you two. One, the first is probably the most fun and chat that I had was with Joe Namath. If you're a guy my age, growing up in the 60s, watching sports, I'm thinking to myself, I'm on the phone with Broadway Joe. And to hear his story about growing up in Beaver Falls, right, and some things that people don't know about him, mm-hmm, how good of a baseball player he was, and his choice really was baseball because it was about being able to sign a contract.
Right.
Growing up not that well off in Beaver Falls. Another great story in the book, again, I'll go back to Jeff Goldblum, how obsessed he was about becoming an actor, to the point where every day he would get up and take a shower. They had a glass door on the shower stall. He would write in the steam, "God, please let me become an actor."
Remarkable. He knew what he wanted to do, and he wasn't going to be dissuaded, was he?
He was not. And he took what is now known as the Carnegie Mellon pre-college program. It wasn't called that back then, but he did that two summers in high school. And then he couldn't get into CMU's theater program.
Right.
So he just left Pittsburgh and went to New York, and he did what he set out to do, which was become a famous actor.
Really, really cool stuff. I am really looking forward to getting my hands on it and being able to read the whole thing. And we're going to have a review of it coming up on Rick's Reading List once that happens. So I would guess sometime here in the next couple of weeks that is going to be one of our featured works there. But Dick, thank you for carving out some time for us. And thank you for sharing Pittsburgh stories through the mouths and through the words of people who call Pittsburgh home. It's a really fun read from what I have seen so far. And I'm really looking forward to getting all the way through it.
Great. Thanks, Rick. It was fun to do.
Yeah, really, really great stuff. Dick Roberts joining us here on KDKA. 417 as we check on traffic from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center. KDK AAA traffic is powered by Bowser Chevrolet, your Pittsburgh Chevy headquarters. Rob Taylor has got the latest for us right now. Hey, Rob.
What's going on, Rick? We're definitely looking at this accident on 28. This happened about 45 minutes or so ago, and it's definitely causing some slowdowns. Where is it exactly? Right past Waterworks in O'Hara Township. And it's on the northbound side of 28. So if you can kind of avoid that area, maybe Highland Park Bridge area, or maybe take Route 8 through Ed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.